Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Riverina's 11:52, Triple M, it's Potsy and Leighton this morning. Of course, the Wagga institution that is the Gummy Race is not too far away. It's coming up on the 18th of February. Leighton, time to find out a little bit more about this year's Gummy.
And from South Wagga Apex, Josh Paul joins us. How are you doing, Josh?
Good, Potsy and Leighton. How are you both?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning, Josh, to have a chat about the Gummy, which, as I said in the introduction, mate, very, very famous and synonymous with Wagga Wagga.
Yeah, it is. It's been around Wagga region since about 1976. We had a couple of years off and South Wagga Apex took it back on in 2011. So about 7 years we've been running it. So it's been fantastic for Wagga.
Basically, a gummy is a raft that's got flotation devices and floats down the river. Is that about it?
That's about it. Probably the most important thing is that it floats. Other than that, it's your imagination.
This year, a couple of things we should tell people about. Firstly, it's as well as having a bit of fun on the river, it's also about raising money for charity. Who are we benefiting this year from the race?
The best thing about the Gummy race is that all the money raised comes to South Wagga Apex, and then we split it out throughout the many charities of Wagga throughout the year. So it's not just one particular charity that we're supporting. We support most of charities within Wagga.
All right. Now, it's open to everyone. What you need is to register and have a gummy. You need to make one. What do we need to use to make one?
Basically, the fundamentals are your tyre tubes that you can get from Hutchinson & Pierce, Novus or ABC Tyres, and then whatever you can put on those. So we've seen trampolines to wooden pallets, bicycles, you know, you can use your imagination. As long as you can float, you can use it.
Now, the other thing, even though we've made ourselves a raft and it's got some tyre tubes on it that we use for the flotation, it is essential that we keep the participants safe, and that's why they have to have life jackets.
It is. Life jackets and safety on the water is paramount for this race. And the contestants, we just ask that every contestant must have a life jacket that is either a Type 100, a 50 or a 50S with zips, clips or both, just to keep the safety of all our contestants as our main focus.
Where can we get those from?
So we don't actually hire life jackets this year, but you can obviously purchase them throughout many of the businesses in Wagga.
Okay.
All right. Now, Josh, we should actually, for those people who are interested, get all the details of the web address and everything where we can actually register to be part of the Gummy and to get the entry form. So where do we go?
So we can go to www.waggagummy.org.au.
Yep.
Or on our Facebook page, which is just Wagga Gummy. And also we do have entry forms down at the Tourist Information Centre for those that haven't got a computer.
All right, excellent. So remember, it's the 18th of February, everybody, so start getting your gummies ready. Now, we're also, as well as the gummy race down the Bidgee, we've also jumped on board with the Cork and Fork Festival.
Yeah, we have. We South Wagga Apex sat down and thought we just wanted to make this a bigger festival for everyone in the region, and we thought it'd be no better way than teaming up with another Wagga favourite, and that's the Cork and Fork Festival. So they'll be down there from 10:30 a.m. They've got about 15 food vendors. We'll have live music from the best entertainers. As I said, some of the best food, wine, craft beer that our region has to offer.
Now, Josh, where do the gummies enter the river, and where do we finish?
So they'll be entering at United Bridge, and then they'll be finishing at the Wagga Beach.
Finishing at the Wagga Beach. Sensational.
And can we register on the day?
You can register on the day. Just come a little bit earlier. There'll be registration forms there. We would recommend that you do register prior, just to save the time on the day and make sure everyone is sorted.
If you're new to Wagga, you've got to check this out, because it is a uniquely Wagga event. And some of the crafts that are on the Murrumbidgee River for the Gummy are absolutely sensational. Particularly, Josh, the ones constructed by the Air Force and the boys and girls out at Kapooka, they get right into it.
Yeah, they do. They've been a great supporter of the Gummy over the years, and they spend plenty of man hours in producing gummies that really wow the crowd. I think the Air Force will get a Gumi out there that looks very similar to an aircraft. And also, Kapuka always have a pretty impressive Gumi themselves.
Yeah. My last Gumi was more of a submarine, just so to point that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If you want to find out more about the Gumi race, it's coming up on February 18. And Josh, that website again, waggagumi.org.au, is that correct?
That's correct. And just jump on our Facebook page as well. All the information you need is there.
Get around it, everybody. Uniquely Wagga event. It is sensational. The Bidgee looks great on the day when the Gummies float down the river. The Wagga Gummy Race on the 18th of February. More info at waggagumi.org.au or the Wagga Gummy Facebook page. Thanks, Josh. Talk soon.
Thanks, Potsy and Leighton. Cheers.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.